Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise, get straight to the core insights from your sources. Today, we're tackling something you live with probably every single second, really, data and information. Now, I know many of you are pretty fluent in this stuff, but this deep dive into our source introduction to data, well, it might just uncover some subtleties, things even pros can miss. Our goal isn't just definitions. It's about understanding the real power dynamic, you know, between the raw facts and the knowledge you can actually use. So to kick us off, I've got a little riddle for you. Come straight from the source material. Listen to these facts. Identifies as male, born in 1948, raised in the UK, married twice, wealthy and famous, has lived in a castle. Okay, just based on that list. Yeah, can you tell me if I'm talking about King Charles or Ozzy Osbourne? Just hold that thought. It sets up our challenge perfectly.
That's a great way to start. Really frames the issue nicely. Because, yeah. Look, most of you listening probably have a decent handle on data, on information. You work with it. But our mission today, yeah, it's to sharpen that understanding, to really nail the difference between them, and crucially, why that difference matters so much, how it connects, you know, from your shopping list right up to massive global business decisions.
Yeah, that riddle nails the ambiguity, doesn't it? So, okay, before we solve it, let's get back to basics. Data.
Yeah.
What is it exactly? In its rawest form.
Right, so the source material is clear on this. Data at its heart is just raw facts, unprocessed stuff. Think values, measurements, observations, anything you could collect. It's like the individual bricks, no structure yet.
Okay, bricks. Mm-hmm. I like that. So if data is the bricks, then information is what we build with those bricks, what we get out of it.
Exactly. You got it. Information is what happens when you process the data, analyze it. If data is just a fact, like the sky is blue, information tells you why that matters. Like, okay, blue skies mean good weather, probably no rain.
Right. It gives it meaning, makes it useful.
It makes it useful. If data is a value, information tells you what you can do with that value. It's the extracted meaning.
The source had another good one, right? Like temp is 90 degrees.
Yeah, that's the data.
And the information
is probably not a great day to wear that heavy sweater.
It's the actionable insight.
Actionable insight. Okay. But, you know, the source hints at something deeper, too. That sky is blue example. It assumes a context, right? Our context here on Earth.
Ah, good point.
What if you were somewhere else, a different planet where a blue sky meant, I don't know, toxic fumes? Suddenly, the information derived from the same data is totally different.
So context is key. It's not just the fact, but where and when and for who.
Context is everything and turning data into truly useful information.
Okay, so let's loop back to our riddle. King Charles or Ozzy Osbourne. Male. 1948, UK, married twice, rich, famous, lived in a castle. What does that list actually tell us?
Well, just like you probably figured out, that list. It's purely data. Raw facts. And the tricky part is, both King Charles and Ozzy Osbourne fit every single one of those descriptions.
Right, so the data alone doesn't help us choose.
Exactly. It's only when you start analyzing it. Hmm. Maybe adding other info you already know, like, you know, royal lineage versus rock and roll.
Or comparing it to other facts.
Yes. Comparing it, putting it in context. That's when you turn the data into information that lets you make an educated guess or even a definite choice. The data points by themselves, they leave you hanging, guessing.
So information is what lets us actually make a decision within a situation. The data is the input. Information is the processed output that guides action.
Spot on. But that processing step, that analysis and context, that's where the magic or sometimes the mistakes happen.
That really clarifies it. And, you know, thinking about it,
yeah.
This isn't just for tech gurus or analysts, is it? This whole data to information thing, it's happening inside your head constantly, every day, often without you even noticing. It's kind of amazing how universal it is.
Oh, absolutely. We're all data processors, really. Data helps us make countless choices every single day. Little inputs get turned into usable knowledge just like that.
Yeah, take the grocery store example from the source.
Mm-hmm.
You see prices on the shelves. That's data, right? Just numbers.
Yep, raw data.
But then your brain kicks in. You start thinking, okay, if I get this pasta and that sauce, can I still afford the organic spinach? Or should I grab the frozen kind to stick to my budget?
Mm-hmm. That internal calculation.
That's information. You're processing the price data against your budget data, your meal plan data.
And making a real-time decision. Exactly. It's not just about the price tag. It's about what that price means for your week's meals or your wallet.
You're turning numbers into a shopping strategy.
Or think about fitness trackers. So many people use them now.
Oh, yeah. Loads of data there.
Right. Heart rate, steps, sleep hours. That's all data. Raw number.
So what's the information?
The information might be the app telling you, hey, your heart rate variability is low today, maybe take it easy. Or you noticing, huh, I always walk less on Tuesdays, I should plan a walk then.
Okay, so it's interpreting the patterns.
It's interpreting the patterns, finding the meaning for you. You're constantly taking in data, the time, the traffic, your bank balance, and your brain is just like automatically turning it into information to guide what you do next.
It really makes you think, how many tiny decisions every day are driven by this constant, often subconscious processing?
It's pretty fundamental.
So clearly, this isn't just about personal stuff like groceries or steps.
Yeah.
This whole pipeline, data to information, it fuels pretty much every job, right? From huge company strategies down to, well, the source mentioned libraries, surprisingly.
Yeah, it's everywhere. The source gives some great practical examples. Think about a sales team.
Okay.
They see sales numbers going up or down. That's the data. Flat numbers.
Right.
But then they analyze it. Maybe sales went up after a specific YouTube ad campaign, but not the cable ads.
Ah, so the information is YouTube ads work better for this product than cable.
Precisely. And that information drives the decision about where to spend ad money next time. It's not just a gut feeling.
Makes sense. What about other areas? Like payroll.
Payroll tracks money in versus money out. Salaries, expenses, that's all data. But when that data is compiled and analyzed, it becomes crucial information for management.
Information like?
Like, can we actually afford to hire those three new people? Or do we need to maybe cut back somewhere based on cash flow? It informs strategic planning.
But the quality of that data must be critical.
Oh, absolutely critical. The source touches on this. If your sales data is wonky, or you don't analyze it properly.
Like that company you mentioned, that overhired.
Exactly. They saw a spike in sales data, but didn't dig into the why. It was a one-off contract, unsustainable.
So the information they derived was flawed.
It was incomplete, led to a bad strategic decision. Context and reliability, again, they're everything.
Okay, so sales, payroll, what else?
Even think about like kitchen staff in a restaurant. They notice more food waste on, say, Wednesdays. That's data.
Just an observation.
Just an observation. But then they look closer. Maybe Wednesday's special isn't popular, or they're prepping too much based on old order patterns.
And the information leads them to adjust ordering or change the special.
Exactly. Informed action, better resource use.
And investors. Mm. Obviously, they use data.
Constantly. Market trends going up or down data. But the information is in the analysis. Why is it moving? How fast? What are the underlying factors? What's the history? That's what informs those big financial decisions.
It's amazing how that core distinction plays out everywhere. And for businesses, this whole data-driven decision-making thing, it's really about getting clarity, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Moving beyond just intuition.
That's the goal. The source lays out this kind of cycle in business. You've got sales tracking revenue, marketing tracking ad views or clicks, payroll tracking costs, managers tracking team output, all separate data streams.
Like lots of different numbers.
But then it gets collected, crunched, analyzed. It turns into this cohesive picture information that goes up to the executives.
It's a C-suite.
Yeah. And they use that synthesized information to make the big calls. Expand here, cut back there, launch this product, change strategy. It replaces guesswork with, hopefully, grounded insights.
Okay, so businesses, investors. That seems logical. But libraries. How does this apply there? Seems less about profit and loss.
Libraries are actually a fantastic example of data used for public service. They track tons of data.
Like what? Just books checked out?
That's a big one, yeah. Books in, books out, basic inventory and usage data. But also how many people walk through the door daily, weekly, monthly, helps them see engagement trends.
Okay, foot traffic. Makes sense.
And they track what people check out. Titles, authors, genres, ISBNs.
Why so specific?
To predict what's popular in their specific community helps them buy new books people will actually want to read. Curating the collection effectively.
Ah, so it informs their purchasing decisions. Smart.
Totally. And event attendance, too. Story time packed. Maybe a host more. Author event empty, maybe rethink those. It's all data feeding into information that helps them serve the community better.
So really, it all boils down to this. Data is everywhere, being collected constantly. Mm-hmm. And it's the analysis, the turning it into information that actually makes things run, helps us choose, helps us understand big scale, small scale, daily life.
Yeah, that's the core takeaway, isn't it? Data on its own, facts, values, it's kind of inert, it just sits there. But add analysis, add context, boom, it becomes information. And information gives you power, power to understand, to act, to decide intelligently. It's really about seeing the why behind the numbers, not just the numbers themselves.
This deep dive really hammered that home for me, how much this shapes everything, the world around us, our own choices. It's like putting on a new pair of glasses, seeing that data info flow everywhere.
And that leads to a really important question, something for you to think about after this. Can you think of a time, maybe in your own job, your life, or something you read in the news, where bad data or maybe misinterpreted data led to a really wrong decision?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It is, but thinking about it really underlines why getting the data right and analyzing it properly is so incredibly crucial. It's not just about having data. It's about having good data, relevant data, and turning it into sound information. The quality matters immensely.
That's a really powerful thought to end on. So as you go about your day to day, maybe just notice it. Notice the data points. Notice how you or others turn them into information, how that shapes what happens next. You might start seeing things a bit differently. Until next time, keep digging deeper.